So let's go over to Proverbs 4:20. Thank you, Jesus. Larry Wallace, the heap heap's coming. The heap heap. You're going to have to look it up. The heap heap is coming. Thank you for it, Lord. Anybody know what the heap heap is? It was a time of giving when they had to stop because it was too much. There's too much, too much, too much. So blessed, you got to give it away. That is on you today. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, we're going to try to do this. I've sensed the prophetic today, so it's probably because half of us wore black and white today. I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words. Any questions? Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. So these days we're talking about new wine, fresh oil, and holy fire. That's what we're talking about. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about dwelling and continually being refreshed and enlightened by Holy Spirit himself. Amen? And so we're talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to be our guide. We're looking at different views here. We understand that there's more than just one baptism of the Spirit. We know we have to keep getting filled. Amen? We understand that. Praise the Lord. And so since we're dealing with the spirit realm, we need to know some things about the spirit realm. And we didn't need to know how to live with it. We need to know how to live in it and with Holy Spirit, who is a person dwelling in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to need y'all to be big ameners today. Amen. So now we talked last week about fine-tuning our communication with the unseen realm. And we talked about the heart. Heart's an interesting word because it's got hear and ear in it. Glory to God. So your heart, though, is your spirit. King James said heart. It's not your blood pump. Your spirit is sitting inside here. You are a spirit. You have a body. You have a soul. Your soul's sitting in your spirit. Your spirit's sitting in your body. And your spirit needs to be, I say it like this, be in ascendancy. It needs to be in charge.
Yes.
Your spirit man needs to be in charge. Okay. So you gotta get in there with the Holy Spirit. Listen, your mind, your will, and emotions are going to be involved in hearing God. But the unseen communication actually happens in your spirit. So you have to become aware of your spirit so that you can line up with it. So you have to learn to hear God, hear the voice of God, tune into God. And this is not some big religious thing. It's this easy. I enter his gates with
thanksgiving.
I enter his courts with
praise.
So it's all about, Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Your covenant love is upon me. And then he's on the other end. Right here. He's close. But he's already there answering. But you opened your gate. Church, heaven has been open since Jesus was resurrected. Heaven is not closed to people. But you have a heaven. You can shut yours off if you want to. But if you connect with your spirit and connect with God, then you're connected with the unseen realm, and you can get stuff from the unseen realm to this realm to manifest. One of the things is the voice of God. That's how that tongues and interpretation happen. All of us connected with the unseen realm, we connected with Holy Spirit, and he began to talk to us, and with the gifts of the Spirit began to flow. But that's not the only thing that happens. You can get your new car that way. if you learn how to use faith. You can get healed that way. You can help people get saved that way. You can get peace that way. There's all these things that can happen to you if you learn to connect with the Spirit of God. Oh, I'm on a roll today. These notes are probably... Yeah, amen. So, the way you got saved is you heard a rhema or read a revelation. You went, huh, Jesus is alive. I sense he's alive. I sense this is true. He died for me. He paid for my sins. And God raised him from the dead. And I believe that. And then when you said that, you were born again. And your spirit lived. You were birthed in the spirit. Before Adam shut that down in the garden, Jesus brought it back. Amen. Well, that's the same way you get everything. God's not withholding stuff. You got to, listen, get off that thing of, well, I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord. You'll wait on the Lord for 25 years, 30 years. You'll keep waiting on the Lord. He's waiting on you. I'm telling you, if you're going to get something, you're going to have to do something. Amen. I'm not going to break out in a song. Praise the Lord. But you, in your doing, you're doing it by the Spirit. We're not talking about works. We're not talking about earning. We're talking about the same way you and I would have a conversation. You and I would develop a relationship. Talking to God. Listening to God. Learning to pick up His voice. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am His own. In the garden. You got to see yourself in there doing that with Him. And He'll talk and it'll be loud and clear. And not audible. It's in here. You'll hear Him in here. Okay, that was free. But somebody new may needed to hear that. Okay. Y'all bear with us because everybody needs to come in on their level, right? Okay. So, let's focus today on verse 23. Okay, so we're going to read it again, 4:23, and I'm going to read it in all these versions, so stay with me. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Got it? Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. That's the Amplified. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. The Passion Translation. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. New Living Translation. Now, how about this one? This is the one I really like. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the forces of life. The forces. All of the fruits of the Spirit are forces. Love, joy, and faith. Sorry, I'm going on the fruits there. Faith, hope, and love are all forces. Love, joy, and peace are all forces. It's true. They're a force. They're a power coming out of you. Now, veterans, bear with me. I got to go here. Love, joy, peace, patience. Patience is not waiting. Biblical patience. This is what people say all the time. It's so aggravating. But this is what they say, because I did it before I knew it. But they say, well, I don't have it because, you know, the Lord's teaching me patience. No, no, I'm teaching you patience right now. And what patience is you stay the same. I'm going to put it that, say it like that. You're established. Yeah. You don't change. Yeah. It's a consistent way of living. When the devil says, you're not getting what you prayed for, you're going to say, I already have it. I'm already healed. Well, you're going to lose. I'm the head and not the tail. And you stay on that no matter if you can see the manifestation or not. That's what patience is. It's a force. And when you put that force in action, it makes the atmosphere around you believe that and stay in that, and you're locking the enemy out. When you stay in joy, even when there's trouble, you get strengthened. Joy is a force. You employ these. How many of you own a business in here? How many of you work with employees? Okay. What do? You tell them what to do. You employ them. You employ the fruits of the Spirit. You employ the forces. Faith is a force. It's your choice to live in the force. May the force be with you. That's really a pretty good example. Because the force is with you, but it's Almighty God. Amen. Now, I have a garden. I should have brought pictures. Because everybody's always asking me, I want to see your garden. I want to see your garden. I'm telling y'all, that okra is that high. And that's not a fish story. I mean, it's tall. It looks good. But I'll tell you something about gardens. You grow stuff in dirt. Now, we're in containers, but the dirt's there. Dirt will grow okra, tomatoes, squash, potatoes. It will grow cabbage, we proved this year. It grows Swiss chard, basil. We have lemons, limes, and my beauties, my high... What are they? Hibiscus. I have to look at John. And so we have all this out there, and it's growing. But guess what? Dirt will also grow weeds. Margaret, I'm so glad you're here. I missed you the other night. I love Margaret. You got to keep the weed off your seed. You're going to have to keep the weed off your seed. Worry, cares of the world, anger, hostility, being mad, getting impatient, saying the wrong thing, because words are seeds. You got to water with the word, the word. I have my harvest. I have it. And the devil's not stealing it from me. You use that force of joy. Joy, if the devil can't steal your joy, he can't get your goods.
Come on, that's right. Amen.
That's the truth. This is how we live. We have to live and we have to start understanding these things. It's your spirit man doing these things that make all these things your natural man needs come in. Did I say that right? Okay, good. Praise the Lord. So we flow in this. So you get the weed off your seed. Now, we also have intruders. Now, we're keeping the deer out now. We got that. Rabbits. Well, we have a hawk, so that's not much of a problem. I don't want to hurt your bunny feelings, but grasshoppers. Caterpillars. I had all these beautiful bell peppers growing, and I went out there and something had taken a bite out of every one of them. Every one of them. We're standing there looking at them like, so I didn't see it, but there's a big old long green caterpillar as fat as my finger, and I finally got him. He ate every one of them as if he were like a deer coming in there taking a bite. But there's intruders. Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
There's intruders. And you got to get them out.
Yeah.
You have to tend your garden.
Yeah.
You have to look after your garden. People in the ministry have to watch out. Because they're ministering and ministering and ministering and doing everything and doing everything. People that, like y'all minister to people, well, they need me, they need me, they need me. Or maybe on your job hours, whatever it is. You need to make sure you tend your own garden, that you have time for God, you have time for your family, you have time to rest, you're going to have to, and then you're going to have to look and check out and find out what the intruders are. And it could be some soul issues. Y'all's faces when I said that one. Yeah. I love y'all. You got to watch over that garden. You have to tend it. So, you know, there's some things that you have to make sure the plants need. So when you sow your seeds, and I'm not just talking about financial, but that's included. I'm talking about when you sow the word into your life. You're sowing the word into your life so you have faith. And so if you're going to sow the word into your life, you're going to have to go over there to Mark 4 and look at all the things that try to choke out the word. And you got to make sure you don't let the word get choked out. And symptoms and diagnosis and all this other stuff can choke the word out. And you got to say, thank you very much, sir. I know you think this, but I declare I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And maybe you'll need to follow a protocol. I'm not against all that kind of stuff, but I'm just thinking God first. God first. God first before you choose your vitamin. God first before you take any pill. Ask him about them. Amen. Well, I just, nope. God first. He knows you. He knows your body. I told the prayer group this morning, I said, he not only knows how many hairs are on your head. You preaching with me? How many hairs are on your head? He knows which one's which.
Yeah.
That's number 17 right there. You need to make sure you color that one. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you got to tend it. So that's your spirit. Your spirit is the good ground. And so out of it flows all of these forces of life. So you want to protect it so that all of these forces can get out. I need to get down the line here. I've been having so much fun. Praise the Lord. So now your soul's sitting in there. Your mind is there. Your emotions are there. The reason we guard and feed and protect our spirit is because, once again, the spirit needs to rule the others. You need to be strong enough to say no. Because the devil will go, here, have some of this, have some more of this, have, here, take this, take that, do this. Okay. Instead of, I don't need that. I don't want that. That's not me. Y'all, right now, thinking about food. I see it. Well, that's part of it. But I'm talking about everything else, too. Every emotion, everything. Here, have some hate. Here, have some being offended. You're so... No, he won't say that. He'll say this. Now, he talks in the first person, and he'll say, I'm so hurt. I'm so hurt. And if you buy that, you're going to be in big trouble. You might be hurt. God will heal you. You can go on and love people. Now, okay, so we got to get to this. So you don't want to go down the path of destruction, right? You want to go with God. This is not hard. You just got to learn some things to do and then continue. Keep it in the front of your thinking and flow with it, see? So guarding your heart is about protecting yourself from external and internal factors. You have to watch out. So we have to be mindful of the things we think about, the things we set our affection on, and the things we give our attention to. The three things, girls, if you'll put those up there. What we think about, what we set our affection on, and what we give our attention to. They're going to put them up on the screen. There they are. What we think about, what we set our affection on, and what we give our attention to. That's what you need. That's how you're going to guard your heart. That's how you're going to guard your spirit. What you think about, what you set your affection on, and what we give our attention to. Just leave those up there, girls, for a few minutes. So, what we think about. You know, we hear, we talk a lot about what we think about. And you can go ahead and put this up, girls, Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order to prove by what is good and pleasing in the perfect will of God. So you need to renew your mind so that you know what God is, what God wills, what he is doing. Now get rid of religious stuff. Because you're like, okay, God wants me to be good. Okay, God wants. Hey, listen. If you start flowing with God, his nature is going to start flowing through you. Quit trying to struggle with being good. Let it come through you. You're not earning God's love. He loves you almost as much as he loves me. Now, hey, it's my birthday. I'm going to say, praise the Lord. Okay. So Paul's telling us to renew our mind. What you do then is, how are you going to renew your mind? Well, you're going to think from a place of remembering who you are now. Not who you were. Not how bad you were. If I go home to my hometown, they really like to remind me. Hey, Roxanne, you still partying like you used to? Man, you at the party? Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, actually, I'm a preacher now. What? You're a preacher? That was my past. I'm long gone from that stuff. It doesn't have any kind of hold on me. I don't dream of wanting to party. I don't have any desire to drink any alcohol or anything or anything like that. So, see, y'all know what that is, don't you? So y'all don't either. But this is you have to think about who you are now. And you're going to do that by getting into the true sense of the Word of God. It's not a book of rules and laws. It's about you and God relationship. But you'll have to study the Word to get that out of it. Because if you just read King James, thou wilt not get it all the time. You're going to have to learn some stuff. Praise the Lord. What you think about? You put something in there. And y'all know what I'm about to say. Thoughts don't fight thoughts. Words fight thoughts. So you're going to get your thinking right. You're going to have to tell the devil, it is written. No, liar. Get out in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to sit around while I'm putting my makeup on and think about who said what.
Well, that's good, Pastor.
And what they're doing and who's not cooperating.
Yeah.
That'll drive a pastor nuts. Who's doing what and how are they doing it? Well, you know, praise the Lord, we're all on the road somewhere.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. God is good. All right, so here's what to do to stay in it. The verse right there, 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Listen to what I'm saying. The way you're going to be okay in your thinking is to keep listening to what God's saying. And it's what he's saying about you and what he's saying about himself. And he's not saying, I'm going to whack-a-mole. That's not what he's saying. Y'all know that game?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, you better be good or I'm going to get you. That's not God. You have your own choice in life. He's offering you the best. So what you have to do, because it's like eating food. You can't live off the memory. You have to eat it sometimes and get your potassium. That's what I say about potatoes, so I get to eat them because, you know. And I don't know, there's something about butter on it that makes the potassium work in your body. Don't send me any ugly letters. I know, I'm just kidding. Sorta. Okay, so, you know, and then here's this part of this. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations. Well, we're going to lose. They're never going to turn around. Well, they hate me. Well, it's not going to be good. Well, I'm not going to win. No, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against what you know about God, about what God has said about you.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. That's good.
Yeah. Cast it down. You cast it down by saying, that's not my thought. I'm not going to think that. Get out of my mind. And then you replace it with the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why it's good to know some scriptures.
Amen.
Keep a Bible in the bathroom with you if you have to when you're getting ready, because that's where he likes to come in there. But he loses and you kick him out. So, you know, church, right now, there are Christians all over the world who never get into heart thinking. They just use their mind, and they don't know the difference. They can't tell soul from spirit. And you know why Christians can't tell soul from spirit? No word. The word is what separates and shows you the truth. Yeah. Hebrews 4, okay? That's where it says that. Yeah. The word does. If you don't get any word, you'll start thinking you're right. Yeah. Ooh, that was good right there. You'll just start thinking, yeah, I'm right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why people say, well, my truth. My truth. See, that's just a lie. That's not your truth. Your truth is His truth.
That's right.
Oh, amen. Okay, it's the only truth. So help us God. Praise the Lord. So, but people right now, they're going to spin and spin until they make a mountain out of a molehill. They'll get on something. They'll take a hurt. They'll get hurt. And they'll live in it and live in it and live in it and call people up and tell them how they're hurt and how bad it is and and how they're offending. And they'll just dwell and dwell on that until they just totally sink themselves and miss out on the trail of God, the plan of God. The only thing I can say to that is when you get hurt, I love you, but get over it. Forgive and get over it. You know why? Because you've done it too. You've talked ugly or said something wrong to someone or misunderstood someone too. Amen. Listen, watch out for this statement. When you find out something about somebody that they did, you're like, oh, Lord. Watch out for this. I would never do that. Watch out for that. That's some, well, you know, I've had, and I get the message there. It's my birthday. Okay, praise the Lord. I just did that on TV. Hi, sissy.
How you doing?
Okay. All right. So, let's go on with this. So, I want to say this one thing to you. And people don't like this. They don't like this. They don't like this. But here's the truth. Talking it out brings it back in.
Oh, boy.
I know everybody wants to go to the therapist. But I'm telling you, you better watch out. You better watch out. If you go to a therapist, you might want to go to the right one, a Word and Faith one that's going to tell you to stop rehearsing things. Because you're supposed to get healed. You can go to God. You can get the thing settled. And you may need help from a person. I'm not saying that. But if these people that give their money every week to go sit and talk about how bad they feel every week, they're just digging a bigger hole. If you're a therapist, forgive me, but find a way to really help people. Amen. Okay, now, thank you, Jesus. What we set our affection on. Watch what you watch. Watch what you love. Listen, you may enjoy cake, but you don't need to eat the whole thing. You don't need to love it that much.
Well, I'll take the last piece.
Just because it's there, you can throw it away.
That's
yes, you can. Some of y'all are looking straight ahead. We can't waste it. I mean, Miss Farrell made that. We've got to eat that cake. Right? It's really hard to throw away something Miss Farrell makes. You can't do it. And we didn't. I'm just stretching that out there to say, you got a problem if you love that. And, you know, I love my car. I don't love my car. I enjoy it. I love God, and I love you. But I don't love my car. Get another car. You know, you love that car on the first few days. You think you love it on the first few days, and you keep it all shiny, and 2 weeks later, it's just a car. Still pretty, still good. Seats are still cooling you and all that stuff. It's really good. Backup cameras now. Lights. That's all good stuff. We enjoy that. My truck doesn't have all that, and it still runs fine.
That's right.
It's just, I'm just trying to get this over to you. Watch out what you put your affections on.
Yeah.
Watch out what you put. And trending things. Or what about what you put your affections on of what you want to be in life? Ooh, amen. You have the praise the Lord. Here's a good one. Drama. People put their affections on being upset. Some people love to be sick. Don't kid yourself. They love to be sick. It's an excuse not to have to live in the world. Right? I'm sick, so I can't do it. I'm sick. Can't come. I'm sick. You better get up off of that couch and do something. I said I wasn't going to sing, but I think I am. We're just having fun. Praise the Lord. God is good. Drama. Some people like rebelling against authority. They brag about it. I don't care what they told me to do. I ain't doing it. You think that's funny? That's not funny.
No, it's not.
Some people love money more than God. And here's the big one. I don't have time for church. Everything's falling apart. I don't have time for church. Okay, do you hear that? I don't have enough to tithe. I already can't pay my bills. Do you hear that? I don't have time to serve. I'm too busy. Do you hear that? When actually, when you serve the kingdom of God, all that other stuff flows. That's the first thing the devil's going to go after. Your time, your money, your affections. Wants to keep you busy. Wants to get things torn up, so you're always putting out fires. All of those things get strengthened and they get fixed when you have time and money and you're giving it to God. But here's the thing. We're going back to the offering word. You have to trust God. You're just saying you don't trust God. And I know I'm being hard, but it's just the truth. You're going to have to decide whether you trust God or not. Because if you trust God, more than enough will start flowing in.
Amen.
All right, the last one. Second to the last one, but the last one's short. What we give our attention to. Paul says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of it. If you're mad at somebody, forgive them. Forgive every day. It's like going into Disneyland, I tell y'all. Forgive before you go through the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you have to do it before you go in HEB. Y'all are laughing because it's true. Negativity, bitterness, anger can take root in your heart. And letting that take root in your heart leads to sinful behavior. You'll start smarting off. You'll start getting sarcastic. Yeah, I know. I've done it. You get mad at somebody because you're like, are you ever going to do anything? Are you ever going to learn anything? And you start feeling that. And y'all don't look at me like, Pastor, you've thought that? Yes. And the Lord told me, you better start forgiving people. And Pastor John told me a long time ago, he said, if you're looking for everybody to want to jump in, you're going to be miserable forever. Because they're not going to.
Yeah.
People are people. You just need to look at yourself and be who you need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So access through the heart comes through five gates. Eye gate, ear gate. Those are the most significant gates. The mouth gate. Now, the feel gate, the feeling gate, it's weakly guarded. Weakly, W-E-A-K.
Yeah,
it gets weakly. You know, you got to watch out for that one because your feelings. And the nose gate. That's the way it all comes in. So I'm telling you, watch what you watch. Watch what you listen to. Watch what you put your affections on. And watch what you let roll in and out of your mind.
Wow.
and your conversations. You could get everything all fixed up for the day and you're feeling real good, and then someone comes in with that conversation. And you better watch out how far you go with that conversation. Because you can spread poison about somebody really quick. Really quick. And that's called sowing discord among the brethren. Amen. You got to watch what you watch. There may be some things on movies and TV that you don't need to be watching, because all people are different. Every person has a different level of what they can take. But you need to know your level. You need to know what's going to get through to you. I mean, you know, Bambi and El Yeller. Did you hear Susanna? Oh, Yeller. How many of y'all know who old Yeller is? Okay, good. See, even the young people knew old Yeller. Okay, listen to me. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. It's the second glance that ties your hands. As darkness pulls the strings, it's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white have turned to gray. And thoughts invade, choices are made, a price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day.
Well, that's really good.
That's a song. I think it's by Casting Crowns or somebody like that. Yeah. People never crumble in a day. It's always giving way to thoughts. Giving way to thoughts. Remember what Crevlo taught us? He said, people don't commit adultery when they just once just think it and just do it. And they don't wake up the next morning and go, oh, how did I get in this bed? No. They check somebody out. They begin to watch after them. They begin to lust after them. They begin to think, hey. And they begin to think the wrong things, and they get pulled, and then black and white turns into gray, and then things move forward, and then you're in trouble. And then you hurt people. It's not a fast thing. Well, you know, we're going to go out, and we'll just have a drink. It'll calm us down. And then you go into, now we're going to go out to the party house. And then you're out there, and all of a sudden the music's going, and then it goes on, and it goes on, and it ends up being the wrong thing, and you go the wrong way, or you hang around with the wrong people, teenagers, young people. If you hang around with the wrong people, you're going to end up getting in trouble. You got to pick who you're going to hang around with. It's so important. So important. If you have someone trying to pull you away from God, let them go. You're unequally yoked. Let them go. It's like, I don't want to go. I'm not going to church. I'm not going. But I love you. Well, I love you too. You need to go find somebody else. It's quiet in the church. Guarding your heart is essential for maintaining a healthy relationship with God and others, for maintaining our own spiritual health. It means being intentional about what we allow in our hearts. It involves choosing to focus on thoughts and influences that promote love, kindness, and compassion. It means seeking God's wisdom and guidance through prayer and meditation, allowing His love to flow through us to others. We get our priorities right, and we look different than the world. They look different than the world's priorities. Got it? Okay, as we close, this is very important. One more thing briefly. We're talking about being able to function with the Holy Spirit, with the unseen realm, with the kingdom of God, right? It would behoove us to have something called discernment. Got it? Not suspicion. Not suspicion. Well, I think I know. No, not. I'm talking about discernment. Discernment, I'm just going to read it for time's sake. Discernment is defined as the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure. An act of perceiving something, a power to see what is not evident to the average mind. People just totally miss it. But you can see it because you have Holy Ghost discernment. Pick it up. Pick it up in the Spirit. Tune into that. The definition also stresses accuracy, as in the ability to see the truth. Everybody's doing it. Make it right. Spiritual discernment is the ability to tell the difference between truth and error. It's basic to having wisdom. It's the same thing as having wisdom. Arguments and debates surround spiritual truth because it's obscure. Truth is obscure sometimes. Jesus said that things are hidden for us. The Apostle Paul said things are hidden for us. Sometimes you look at a scripture and you can't tell at face value right there. You think it means one thing because you had some bad teaching or something. Come on, like the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. You better look into that. The Lord doesn't take it away.
No.
Job was wrong.
That's right. Correct.
But if you just read that one scripture, you'd go, well, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away his mysteries. Well, he wants you to know, but you seek them out. And so this discernment is a gift that you've been given to go, no, this means this. Or that's not right. They said God did that. That's not scripture. It's able to get in there and dig out the truth. Now, Jesus actually said this, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. So, and Paul said this, Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers. They don't know, church. Don't be all mad at them. They don't know. They're just trying to get hits. Or what do you call it? What do you call it when you get a check? Is that right? Likes. Whatever it is. Now, there's a guy on there just persecuting Brother Copeland. Made this real ugly picture of him. Don't look at that. Don't give him a point. He doesn't even know Brother Copeland. He doesn't know what I know about him. He doesn't know the integrity. He doesn't know any of that. Don't give him a like. Yeah. Well, I'm going to see what he said. You don't need to be looking to see what he said.
Right.
Don't look at that trash. Use discernment.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to answer him back. Yep. Don't you dare. Mm-hmm. Don't give him the pleasure.
Yeah.
Arguments and debates surround spiritual truth because it's obscure. That's what we need to know. It's impossible to obtain wisdom without God, though. Amen? Amen. I think I'll go 30 minutes longer because I see y'all really want me to. Praise the Lord. Guard your heart. How? With all diligence, those three things. Put them up there, girls, the three things. You have to watch your mouth. You have to ponder your path. You have to watch what you watch. You have to love the right things, and they're all based in those things right there. Watch what you think about. See, if your flesh is bothering you right now while we're not even 12 o'clock, you've got a problem. That's the truth. Well, Pastor, my butt hurts. Well, get over it. Stand up. Shake around a little bit. Grow up. We're about to go to a convention where we're going to see 38 preachers.
Woo!
You be all right? Lunch will still be there. It's only 11:36.
Praise God.
Will y'all come back after I said all this today?
Yes. We will.
Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. I'm just trying to help you, church. Shake off the flesh. Shake it off. Well, she's going to go longer. Listen, I was raised by Brother Copeland. You get what you need to get, and don't get mad about it. Okay, here's the biggest statement of it all. If today I have offended your mind, it has revealed your heart. If I've offended your mind today, it has revealed your heart. Amen. But I'm not trying to offend your mind, because everything I said was the Word of God. But we have to just put it out there and tell the truth. We have to. And listen, it hurts me as much as it hurts you. Sometimes I'm like, dear God, can we? But we have to face facts. Amen. We have to face truth. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye. The Lord corrects those that he loves. And I don't really intend for this to be a correction. I intend for it to be a place where we see it and then walk into it. Amen. You just it's about following directions, not about insulting your character. So, but we got to get that. The thing we got to get over, me included, is pride rising up when we get corrected. Because sometimes I want to go, you want a piece of me? Shut up. But, right? You feel like that sometimes. Shut up. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Deb will say, now you don't want me to agree with that. I'm like, ha-cha. But it's just my flesh. And I've been in this for 40 years. But I do swallow and go, okay. And that's what you have to do sometimes. Just remember who you are. Just remember who you are. That's all you got to do. You're not going to get the whole thing right all the time. This is a nice shirt.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I wasted time to see if everybody's flesh will handle it. No, I'm kidding. That's pretty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. These are good days. These are good days. But even better days are coming. Dream big. I've got you, says the Lord. Dream big. I'm giving you a dream. And something one day will sit on the mantle of the fireplace in your beautiful home. And you'll remember this prophetic word that brought all of it to pass. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Just 1 minute. God has your marriage on his mind. And he sees the whole future. And he's got the whole plan. And as you agree and move forward in that, there's some really special, special things that will be a witness to those around you. God is going to use you as a unit to be a great witness. Both of you want and expect to go much further in careers. And the Lord would say to both of you, it's that easy. I've got the way and the places. And I am as fully concerned about it as you are. So watch me and listen. I'm about to do some turnarounds. Do not struggle with the time element. Do not struggle with where is it, where is it. I've already got it. Just allow my word to reflect on you, and I'll bring it to pass in the form of the greatest favor that either of you have ever had in your life. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. You are a river that runs deep, and things are mounting up and flowing. In the next few years, just be in your Bible school. Be in the Word. Be in the Word. Because you're going to step right into very bright days right after high school. You're going to step into something. Yeah, you're a student. Yeah, you're flowing. Yeah, I don't know if you plan to be a student on down the line, but I'm telling you, what you're planning to do, God has every bit of it. But the anointing of God, you are someone who is going to flow in the glory of God and the river of God beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.